This is Leanna Broome on Oyster Mouth Radio with Healing by Nature.
Hello, this is Leanna. Now, today's program is going to be about heart health and how you can help your heart. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the Western world in both men and women. Now, we all know about coronary heart disease and other conditions that affect the heart. This program is focusing on how to prevent it and help you to be healthier and regain health if this happens to you. For the past several decades, clot-busting prescription drugs, tiny balloons implanted to open up arteries, stents and bypass surgeries are more common procedures for treating the underlying chronic symptoms rather than the cause to prevent the problems occurring. The real cause is because of elevated inflammation that can occur throughout the body, in this case the heart area. The good news is that you can reduce this by eating a more alkaline-forming diet consisting of fruits, vegetables, salads, and whole foods that your body recognizes, and by cutting out processed foods. These can reverse chronic heart disease and also reduce the risk of other types of cardiovascular disease. And did you know that low-calorie sweeteners are really bad for the heart, indirectly by giving a false sense of security that they can be good for weight management? Yet people who use them long term actually put on weight usually. Beside this, they can increase the risk of diabetes, high blood pressure and heart disease. My advice is to avoid them totally and instead get used to less sweetness. Maybe approaching the problem of wanting sweeter foods via treating the microbiome so you desire less sweeter foods. Now, what your doctors don't tell you, magazines state that it's not saturated fats per se that are the problem causing heart disease, but the type of saturated fats. I'll explain later. The following are the main culprits of heart disease: sugar, which creates inflammation, low chromium, sugar imbalance, too much stress, especially if it's ongoing, and smoking. There's no drug to cure or prevent heart disease, only interventional overall. You can take preventative measures. Reduce and decrease to a minimum grains and fructose from your diet. This is one of the best ways to optimize your insulin levels, which will have a positive effect on not just your cholesterol, but also reduces your risk of diabetes and heart disease and most other chronic diseases. So get plenty of high-quality omega-3 fats such as krill oil and reduce your consumption of damaged omega-6 fats, trans fats, vegetable fats, to balance out your omega-3s to omega-6 ratio. Include heart-healthy foods in your diet, such as olive oil, coconut and coconut oil, organic raw dairy products, occasionally whole eggs, avocados, raw nuts and seeds, and organic grass-fed meat, if you eat meat. Optimize your vitamin D levels by getting proper sun exposure. And in the winter, you can take a vitamin D supplement. Regulate your gut flora. Research shows that the bacterial balance in your gut play a role in your susceptibility to heart disease as well. Exercise daily. A good brisk walk, high-intensity training, swimming, cycling, whatever floats your boat. It's important to love the exercise that you do. Walk barefoot to ground yourself to the earth, and lack of grounding has a lot to do with the rise of modern diseases as it affects inflammatory processes in your body. Grounding thins your blood to normal levels, making it less viscous. Virtually every aspect of cardiovascular disease has been correlated with elevated blood viscosity. When you ground to the earth, your zeta potential quickly rises, which means your red blood cells have more charge on their surface, which forces them apart from each other. This action causes your blood to thin and flow easier. By repelling each other, your red blood cells are also less inclined to stick together and form a clot. Interestingly, since we've been wearing rubber soles on our shoes, because shoes are made differently, I think it was around about the 60s, we don't seem to ground with the earth like we used to. Avoid smoking or drinking alcohol excessively. Be sure to get plenty of good restorative sleep. Avoid stress as much as you can, and don't work too hard on a regular basis. Be mindful of your eating and drinking habits. Form a good relationship with food. Drink lots of water throughout the day and before bedtime. Ensure that you have time for yourself to recharge your batteries. Research shows CoQ10 is particularly important for heart and cardiovascular conditions, including congestive heart failure and high blood pressure. Also, CoQ10 can help speed up recovery after bypass and heart valve surgeries. And that's very interesting, isn't it? When it comes to heart health, a more general benefit is ubiquinol, which also acts as an antioxidant in your blood, where it prevents the oxidation of LDL. cholesterol, thereby helping prevent arteriosclerosis. CoQ10 and ubiquinol have been shown to quell inflammation. Before it can do so, many of the wonderful things people associate with it, the conventional form of it needs to be converted by our bodies into a more advanced form called ubiquinol. And there are two factors that can make this more difficult, such as getting older. And I'm talking about post 40 here, which isn't very old, and having health problems. Our bodies must convert conventional CoQ10 into ubiquinol before it can be used to create cellular energy. As we get older, this gets more difficult. Our most important organs and muscles, the brain and the heart, for example, require massive amounts of cellular energy to function at optimal levels. To make this energy, we need CoQ10 in its ubiquinol form. Starting around the age of 30, and certainly by 40, our bodies have a harder time changing conventional CoQ10 into this more advanced ubiquinol form, impacting our body's supply of cellular energy. Inside tiny cellular power plants called mitochondria, ubiquinol CoQ10 uses its two electrons in a very specific way to help convert food to a type of fuel called ATP, needed by our bodies. Young, healthy people easily turn ubiquinine into ubiquinol CoQ10, but starting around the age of 30, our ability to turn that conventional CoQ10 into the desirable ubiquinol becomes more difficult and less efficient. This has an impact on the amount of cellular energy available to our organs to use. So to recap, we've established that the ubiquinol form of CoQ10 plays a critical role in producing cellular energy needed by important organs such as the heart and the brain. Also covered now, starting around the age of 30, this process of conversion from CoQ10 to the more advanced ubiquinol form becomes more difficult, so impacting our body's supply of cellular energy. By 40 years old, this is complete. But there's something else that makes ubiquinol CoQ10 special. Unlike conventional CoQ10, it's a very powerful antioxidant by virtue of its two extra electrons. And those electrons are important because they hold the key to neutralizing substances called free radicals. Free radicals are harmful because they are constantly looking to steal electrons wherever they may be found, including DNA, proteins, and lipids. Removing an electron oxidizes the molecule, causing oxidative stress, and can cause damage that impacts our health. Now, the ubiquinol form of CoQ10 doesn't mind giving up an electron to neutralize a free radical that might have otherwise caused some metabolic trouble. What's more, ubiquinol is one of the most antioxidants of the few antioxidants that work not just in the fatty parts of our body, such as cell membranes and LDL cholesterol, but also in the mitochondria, where energy is manufactured. Like car engines produce exhaust, the mitochondria have their own form of exhaust filled with free radicals. And ubiquinol is the only form of CoQ10 capable of protecting the mitochondria and their lipid membrane from free radical attack. CoQ10 is essential in supporting a healthy heart, and that's an important step in promoting good health. But the type of CoQ10 being consumed is critically important. The energy demands of our human heart are among the highest in the body. This important muscle needs ubiquinol CoQ10 to function optimally. If a person takes statins, it is vital that they take a dose of this daily. Though I am definitely not a fan of statins, as they can have derogatory effects on the brain by diminishing cholesterol within it. Also, the oils in the body are dried up, and the body needs oil even for skin and hair. And there are even more side effects than that, such as mood swings and impotence have been reported. High homocysteine levels in your body are a common cause of inflammation within the arteries and present in heart disease, cardiovascular disease. A lot can be achieved by eating daily a better diet, reducing stress, taking daily exercise and taking the appropriate supplements, the latter ensuring that you have no deficiencies in vitamin B12, folate and B6. And children can also suffer with similar too from 3 years old, developing changes in vision and problems with bones. Higher homocysteine levels can put you at risk of heart disease, heart attack, stroke, coronary heart disease, high blood pressure and high cholesterol because of increased inflammation. The Chinese call inflammation excess heat with dampness, which could block qi energy and contribute to problems with the brain and cognitive problems in adults and children. So here are foods to eat and avoid to keep homocysteine levels in check. Organic unprocessed foods are good, high fiber foods, high antioxidant foods, vitamin C from citrus fruits or leafy greens, carotenoids from brightly coloured veggies such as carrots, vitamin E from berries, fresh vegetable juice, probiotic foods, gut-friendly foods, bone broth, organic veggies and fruits, flax seeds, chia seeds, fresh vegetable juice, healthy fats, coconut oil, coconut milk, olive oil, grass-fed meat, if you eat meat, wild-caught fish, nuts, seeds, avocado, and foods containing folate. A study showed that homocysteine levels tend to rise with age, smoking, and use of certain drugs. So the first step is to focus on taking care of yourself as you get older and limiting use of harmful substances. Men also tend to have higher levels. And people who are more likely to run low in these essential nutrients tied to high homocysteine levels include pregnant women or breastfeeding moms, alcoholics and drug users, anyone with liver disease, anyone on kidney dialysis, people with diabetes, thyroid disorders, or hormone imbalances, those frequently using diuretics or laxatives, and if you're using medications that can further deplete already low folate levels or interfere with methylation, and these include diabetes drugs, high cholesterol drugs, antibiotics, birth control pills, anticonvulsants like phenytoin and carbamazepine, antacids, NSAIDs, pain relievers, and antidepressants. And remember that all junk foods will increase inflammation and your homocysteine levels. So get away from junk foods and processed foods. Just steer clear. Natural treatments for high homocysteine levels. Improve your diet. Eat mostly organic, unprocessed foods that your body recognizes. High homocysteine increases inflammation, but also makes it harder for the body to detoxify itself of built-up chemicals, heavy metals and toxins, because processed foods and those containing pesticides commonly contain many synthetic chemical ingredients. Include fiber in your diet. Fiber helps protect your arteries and heart, improves digestion, can help regulate your appetite, and is even tied to healthier cognitive functioning. Remember to eat the ancient grains and all the ancient grains instead of the modern stuff. You know, you need to have the ancient grains and seeds. You need antioxidants, for example, vitamin C from citrus fruits or leafy greens. Great way to increase your antioxidant intake every day. And limit your alcohol and caffeine intake. Only consume alcohol in very small amounts, roughly one or two drinks per day, or ideally less. Now, caffeine may also contribute to higher homocysteine, so try cutting back or eliminating your consumption. Reduce the intake of inflammatory foods. Avoid foods like gluten, added sugar, preservatives, synthetic chemicals, processed meats, conventional dairy, refined vegetable oils, trans fats, processed enriched grains, which often include synthetic folic acid, and sugar foods. Increase your intake of probiotic foods. They're fermented and supply good bacteria that help control leaky gut syndrome and inflammation. Also consume other gut-friendly foods such as kimchi, sauerkraut, kombucha, bone broth, organic vegetables and fruits, flax seeds and chia seeds, and fresh vegetable juices. Healthy fats include coconut oil, manna butter, olive oil, grass-fed meat, wild caught fish, nuts, seeds and avocado oil. And get enough folate, vitamin B9, B-vitz complex and zinc. Foods that are high in folate include beans, legumes, broccoli, spinach and leafy greens, ancient grains, poultry and avocado. It's best to obtain your folate the natural way because supplemented folic acid is a synthetic B vitamin and fortified foods. Real folate is directly metabolized by the small intestine. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of veggies and plant foods, they give protection from things like heart disease and depression. Consume more vitamin B6 and B12. Many patients with high homocysteine levels get relief from their symptoms when they consume more B vitamins, especially vitamin B6 and B12. And these help increase metabolic functions, including methylation, and can lower symptoms such as cognitive dysfunction and fatigue. Focus on eating enough quality protein foods, pasture-raised poultry, nuts, beans, nutritional yeast, and raw fermented dairy foods. These same sources also supply zinc and other amino acids, which further help with methylation. It's beneficial to consume supplements that can help improve blood flow, cholesterol, and blood pressure. These include magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, as we were talking about just now, carotenoids, and other antioxidants, selenium, and vitamins C, D, and E. And regular exercise helps. Regularly exercising helps mitigate problems caused by high homocysteine levels by improving immune function, hormonal balance, stress levels, sleep quality, body weight control, and inflammation. Find a form of exercise you enjoy and can stick with, whether it's lifting weights, dancing, yoga, running, cycling, or swimming. And get enough rest and manage stress. Similar reasons that raise homocysteine levels can also cause increased anxiety, insomnia, fatigue, and depression. And one of the reasons is because of the effects that enzyme defects and nutrient deficiencies have on levels of neurotransmitters and hormones, like serotonin and male and female hormones. These hormones govern things like sleep, motivation, and energy levels. Regularly practicing natural stress relievers, including exercising, meditation, walking in nature, yoga, tai chi, whatever you fancy, just any activities you enjoy. And do not plunge into cold water, especially if you've had a stent or heart surgery. Using essential oils for anxiety or stress, including lavender, chamomile, geranium, bourbon, clary sage, vetiver rose. Herbs to use could be hawthorn berry, yarrow, linden blossom, avena sativa, and dandelion root. Improving your quality of sleep. Aim for 7 to 9 hours nightly by practicing a relaxing bedtime routine, staying off all electronic devices late at night, reading something soothing and making your bedroom dark and cool. Magnesium is a supplement that has to be considered. Now, magnesium orotate, these supplements have orotate acid, and magnesium orotate is beneficial to the heart. The heart contains more magnesium than any other organ in the body. It's advisable to obtain from nutrition, preferably. Magnesium may help maintain blood pressure levels. And some of the foods it is in spinach with Swiss chard, dark leafy greens, dark chocolate, yummy, pumpkin seeds, dried almonds, black beans, avocado, dried figs, yogurt or kefir, and banana. So these supplements of orotic acid and magnesium orotate and beneficial to the heart. Yeah, they're really in all the nice foods that I like. Video to watch is The Power of the Heart. And the last thought of the day is the cost of not following your heart is spending the rest of your life wishing that you had. And that is from the late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer.
You have been listening to Leanna Broome's Healing by Nature on Oyster Mouth Radio. For more information, please email Leanna on info@leannabroome.co.uk. Find her website at www.leannabroome.co.uk. Her Facebook page is Leanna Broome Medical Herbalist.